couple of big games for some freshmen today. Devin Daniels had a double-double. Jace Johnson just shy of a double-double. What'd you like from their effort tonight?
Well, it was a lot of focus. You know, Jace has been putting some time in and around the basket, slowing down a little bit. I'd like to believe that the game is slowing down. Oftentimes, freshmen, you know, coming in, that's the thing I remember is each time you take a level, take a jump up, the game is going pretty fast. And tonight, Jace made three or four post moves that were under control, took advantage of his size, did a nice job rebounding, only played, I think, 4 or 5 minutes in the first half and had a rebound every minute he was in the game, and was solid for us. It's good to see. Those guys are both finding a little bit of confidence and playing, you know, playing the game, making some things happen. Devin was really active, I thought, defensively in particular, and made some good plays for us.
It seemed like Devin, you know, early on, you've talked about his defense a lot, but he showed he could score and rebound tonight. Is that... I'm not surprised to you, but you've talked about...
No, he's as good a, you know, a three-man on the glass that we've had. I think he led us in rebounding, actually. You know, and we're sending him to the glass, trying to get some offensive boards, and then he does a nice job, you know, physical nature. When we knew when we recruited him that was an element that we were getting. He's, you know, quite an athlete at the three spot. And does a good job defensively for us as well. So it isn't a surprise. We got to keep him. You know, we've known. I don't think many of the fans in Utah know, but that's one of the things that he really hangs his hat on. I think is getting to the glass.
Early in the second half, it looked like your defense picked up a little bit. Was that a point of emphasis at halftime?
Well, yeah. I mean. We actually started the second half in some zone, played some zone, and I thought that probably had as much as anything to maybe disrupt them a little bit, you know, throwing them a curveball. But we had a number of possessions to start that second half, and it ended up, you know, working out for us. They're a penetrating, you know, dribble penetration type team, and I thought that might have taken a little bit of air out of their sails and kept their big guy out of the game a little bit with some of the post touches that he had in the first half.
You mentioned earlier, I think it was last week, that this might be a step up in challenge for the big guys, with a couple of talented big guys for UC Riverside. Tonight, a 56-24 advantage in the paint, at least. How did you feel your bigs did down low, defending them?
Well, I thought we can still be better defensively, rebounding. We missed some, you know, gave them some opportunities in the first half. I think they had 4 or 5 offensive rebounds. And we just know that we're going to have to be a lot better. We got Butler rolling in here, you know, big, strong team, a lot of guys flying around. And, you know, this was a good game for us. I thought that the Larson kid on their squad is a bona fide post player, provided us with some, we didn't double team him, played straight up, and we managed to stay out of foul trouble. But we're going to have our hands full. With the number of guys, and that's what I, you know, just challenged our guys. We're going to have to be sharper, you know, be ready to grind it out. It's we're going to have our hands full. I think Butler just tipped off against Arizona here just within the hour, so we're hoping to watch some of that game and see what we're coming up against on Monday.
Fun? Is it fun for you to get to the point in your schedule where you have a Butler coming in? This is kind of a good measuring stick for your team. Well, it will be.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, it's the same thing that'll make you laugh will make you cry, one of those deals. You know, I can't say it's fun. That sounds like it could be bulletin board material for their team when we talk about fun. But I think we all want to play. You know, Butler's proven. They've got some great players and a great tradition in their program. It's the start of a home and home, where we'll return the game to them next year. So it's kind of what we all signed up for. I think, you know, our players, our coaching staff, excited about the challenge. We've got a lot of things that we need to dial in the next couple days, and our guys need to get a taste for just how good they are. But yeah, it's, you know, hopefully we can get through it, get ready to go. It'll be a heck of a fight.
14 turnovers for your squad. They scored 21 off that. How much of a concern is that at this point?
Well, it's a concern. I mean, that's that. You know, I thought game got a little sloppy. We had 8 points that we gave them to end the first half. Got picked on a couple dribbles. I thought we over-dribbled. And they had some pretty good on-ball defenders that picked us clean. And then we weren't able to defend them. Obviously, it's when you're turning the ball over in certain situations, it's hard to defend. And I don't know that there's anything that takes the life out of a gym, you know, a fan base and different things than that. And so we made it a little harder on ourselves than we needed to. And then I thought in the second half when we got up 20-some points, it gets to the point where it gets a little disrespectful. You know, I don't know any other way to say it, but you got to respect the game at all times. And we got a little sloppy and thought we'd get cute. And once again, that air gets sucked out of the building. And we're just going to have to be a lot better moving forward. Hopefully, you know, dial some things in and be stronger with the basketball.
Another guy that I believe had his first career double-double, Lorenzo Bonham. What did you like from his effort tonight?
Well, he's been solid. You know, he's gives us a nice threat in transition. He's hard to guard in transition and did a nice job on the glass, did a nice job finding some people. But, I'm really happy for Zoe because he's had a couple great weeks of practice. Didn't start the season like we all expected. I think he was a little bit embarrassed by some of the things. And the thing I've noticed more than anything is an effort, a real consistent effort in every minute of our practices and games where he's focused and locked in. Again, you kind of respect the game and go about your business the right way. Good things are going to happen for you on the offensive side of things. And that's what we're kind of seeing.